Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about dua and supplication, and it is an allusion to one of the etiquettes of making dua. And that is that when we make dua and supplicate to God, we should supplicate for everybody. You know, supplication is one of the beautiful qualities and traits of the believer. This is one of the topics which the Quran has mentioned in many places. For example, in one place in the Holy Quran, we read the following: "Say, what store my Lord would set by you were it not for your supplication? But you impugned me and my advice, so that will continue to haunt you." And the very famous verse in the Holy Quran says, "Your Lord has said, call me and I will hear your supplications. Indeed, those who are disdainful of my worship will enter hell in utter humility." Of course, you know, supplication and dua, it has its own conditions and it has its own etiquettes. One of the etiquettes of making dua and supplication is that when we supplicate, we should supplicate and pray for everyone. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "When someone supplicates, he should pray for everyone, for it renders his supplication more conducive to being answered." Meaning, when you pray for everybody, well, maybe it's possible that, you know, if you pray for yourself, you might not be deserving of being answered in your prayers. But when you supplicate for everybody, you know, out of those people, there are going to be some people who God loves and He wishes to bestow His mercy upon. By virtue and by the grace of those people, it's possible that you might be also shown mercy. In continuation, the Holy Prophet Muhammad said, "And whoever precedes 40 from amongst his brothers in supplication before supplicating for himself," meaning if you pray, when you pray and you pray for 40 people before you actually pray for yourself, the Prophet says, "his supplication for them as well as himself will duly be answered." This is also actually a sign of the humility of a person, that he's putting people before himself, even in his supplications. You know, this is a way of being unselfish, even in your supplications. And when we do this, you know, and because of this, it renders our supplications more capable of being answered and fulfilled by God Almighty. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at one of the etiquettes of supplication, in that we should supplicate for everybody when we pray, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin.